Hawaii's public schools will soon start, and you know what that means, a scramble to find teachers. Civil Beat reporter Sue Von Lee has a reality check. Hi there.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you. Now, we know that we don't really have the number of vacancies for this upcoming school year, but if we look at last year, there were well over 530 teacher vacancies, and we've seen this, you know, number growing ever since, you know, 2011, 2012. At this point, is there anything to indicate that teachers are, in fact, being recruited at a rate that might somehow stem that for this next year?
Well, as you said, we don't have the vacancy rate for this upcoming school year yet, but past year trends have shown that while the school department is hiring quite a few, quite a lot of teachers, a lot are also leaving the system, so that displacement is a problem.
And how long do they usually stay? We're talking 3 years, we're talking 5 years?
Well, it really depends on which group you're talking about. A lot of the new teachers, reports have shown, are not making the five-year mark. If you reach the five-year mark, that's considered the threshold. If you reach that point, then you're more likely to stay on. But a lot of these new teachers, especially from the mainland, reports have shown, are leaving after 1, 2, 3 years.
Is money really at fault?
Money is part of the problem. It's certainly a big part of the problem. As we know, the cost of living in Hawaii is enormous. So a teacher's salary, which starts at about 47 grand a year for a first-time licensed teacher, can only get you so far. So money is a big part of the issue, certainly, but so is the lack of a support network in Hawaii, let's say, if you're from the mainland. As are working conditions, there are extremely stringent requirements for curriculum and testing requirements as a teacher in Hawaii, as some teachers have told me.
For the teachers who do make that threshold, is there a sense that we have, you know, teachers who've been teaching for quite a while also looking to outplace because of some of those issues you just talked about?
I think the veteran teachers who have reached the five-year mark certainly know the system well, so they know what works and what isn't working. So based on my talks with them, it sounds as if they understand how to teach in such a way that it's still meaningful for the students, but they're also still reaching their requirements when it comes to administrative and just requirement-based metrics. So they have a long-term commitment. However, I think that the trick is, or the goal is, to sort of apply those practices to newer teachers.
Well, I guess we have to wait and see what it looks like for this year, but clearly some of the ones who've been here for a while seem to be able to cope with the cost of living by doing a lot of other things in between and around their primary job. But thanks very much. We'll keep an eye on this.
Thanks for having me, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org, today featuring reporter Sue Von Lee.